Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Larry Betancourt. Batting 8th. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting 9th. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, General Crowder. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder juggles the ball. That's an error on Crowder. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bishop. The throw from Shang and he is safe. Bishop steals second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb strikes out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan strikes out. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNeely moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McNeely moves to third. Maynisch moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser fields it, throws to home for one, and back over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Shang and he is out. Kress applying the tag. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. the Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue strikes out. One out. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang takes first base on ball four. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Shang. The throw from Fox and he is out, Boley applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. McNeely reaches second base with a double. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0 for 1 in the game. Brannon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Manish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manish moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manish scores. Schult moves to third. It's 3-0, Browns. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schult scores. Kress moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-0, Browns. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 1 in the game. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Speaker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brannon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to third. Fox moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up towards third. Betancourt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ossie Orwell now pitching. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Shang takes first base on ball 4. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-1 in the game. Crowder hits a line drive towards third. Dykes catches it and throws to first to double up Shang. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. McNeely hits a pop-up towards the mound. Orwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cobb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Manish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Schult hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Speaker hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a pop-up towards third. Betancourt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNeely who is chasing the ball. Hauser reaches third base with a triple. Simmons goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Browns. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-2 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0-2 in the game. Betancourt strikes out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-0 in the game. With two walks. Shang hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-2 in the game. Crowder takes first base on ball 4. Shang moves to second. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 0-1 in the game. Orwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-3 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Cobb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 3-3 in the game, with three singles. Maynish strikes out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-3 in the game. Speaker hits a fly ball into left field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Blue strikes out. 1 out. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 3 in the game. Betancourt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cobb. Betancourt reaches second base with a double. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Shang takes first base on ball 4. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Crowder hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. McNeely hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hauser hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bing Miller pinch hits for Jimmy Dykes. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Aussie Orwell. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.